Morning. I may sound a little congested, but I'm okay.
Yeah.
Always keeping the main thing the main thing. Thanking God for Jesus. Thanking the brethren, Jerry and Walker and Tom and the rest of the leaders here, giving me another opportunity to speak. It's been a while. It's been a while. So if I'm not the same, you know, is this, you know, I just want to let you know something that I've been taught to the preach two different theories. There's the rifle theory and there's the shotgun theory. It says the shotgun theory is the theory that you preach and hits everybody. The rifle theory is a theory that you're preaching just at one person. I don't want to preach at one person. I use the shotgun theory. Amen? I use the shotgun theory. Person asked, she said, well, why are you here shooting us with the shotgun theory when you get hit? I said, I use the rifle theory before I leave home and shoot myself. Amen? And that's my theory. I hit everybody. And I'm going to be mentioning the word today, we. And this we, I'm not speaking about you or you or you. When I mention the word we, I'm speaking about myself, United States, and the rest of the people of this world. Because we're in bad shape. We're in bad shape. My lesson today is, where are we? It's taken from Genesis, the third chapter, verses 9. When God came into the garden, he asked Adam, where are you? God knew where Adam was. He wanted to know that Adam knew where he was. Amen? And now today, we're in a situation in America. Where are we? Huh? Where are we? The question is, where are we? We are lost without God. We have left our first love. Because we have left our first love, we have lost our minds. Amen? We have lost our minds. America, we're doing things that when I was coming up just don't happen. Amen. It just, these things just don't happen. And because this, we have lost our minds. Amen. And we have lost, because we have left our first love, we have lost our minds. Our first love is God. Our first love is God, and God is love. And you know, you ask somebody the question, what is love? And someone who we, not you, but someone would say, love is what you make it. And that's what they believe, because they believe in a carnal way. They believe in the fleshly way. Amen. They don't believe in the spiritual way. The spiritual way will tell us that we are guided by the Spirit and not carnal minded people. We are guided by the Spirit and not carnal. But the world would say, love is what you make it. The world would say, if a man love a man, amen, and he wants to get married to this man, that's love. That's what the world say. That's love. Because a man love a man, if he want to get married to that man, you know, love is what you make it. The world is saying, if a woman love a woman, and she wants to marry that woman, then that's love. Love is what you make it. I've heard of some people loving their pets more than they love their siblings. and their sons and daughters. We have gone out of our minds. Amen. We have lost our minds. And we have, because we have lost our mind, we have lost our first love. Some would say, well, you know, what is the first love? What is your first love? What is first love? Some would say, you know, you remember that phone call, Brother Tom, that you made? You know, that phone call, that first love phone call, when you can't get off the phone and said, you know, you hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. Not that first love, but the first love, that first love from way back with Jesus, when he petitioned all of this, when he made all of this, created all of this, his love was there for us when we weren't even there yet. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him will not perish but have everlasting life. God gave us a love way before we even know what love is about. Amen. He gave us that love. And because he gave us that love, we know better. But because we have gone carnally, we start thinking about the flesh. This flesh, how we can please the flesh, and how we could, you know, what we could do for the flesh. We like the flesh to look good and smell good and eat good. You know, we like things of the flesh, and because of this, we look upon the flesh more than we look upon the spirit, and we're losing ourselves because we're not putting God first. Amen. We're not putting God first, and we're losing ourselves, and that flesh is greedy. That flesh is lustful. The Bible says, "For the love of not for the love, but God so love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That is of the world is the love of the flesh, the love of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these are not of God." That lust of the flesh, that flesh likes, wants, you know, the flesh gets and wants more, always want more, that flesh. And because of the flesh and the carnal minded of America and we people, not you, we, right, we are backing up instead of going forward. We're not moving instead of going forward. And because of this, we are doing damage to ourselves and to our children also. Amen. Because the flesh, like I said, the flesh is always wanting. There was a story about a young boy. He wanted a car. And he said, Dad, he said, I want a car. And the dad said, well, son, there's three things I want you to do. He said, I want you to read, study your Bible, keep studying your Bible. He said, I want you to get good grades in school. He said, I want you to keep your hair cut. The little boy, he looked around and said, Daddy. He said, you know, when I see Jesus' picture on the walls, the pictures of Jesus all on the walls, he said, Jesus don't have a haircut. He said, Daddy said, yeah. He said, when I see Jesus' pictures on the wall, he don't have a car either. So we want. Amen. We get into this want thing and we get too greedy with this flesh. We try to make this flesh work for us, wherein the spirit is saying the flesh ain't gonna work. You have to be spiritual. You have to be spiritual and not flesh-wise, because it's not going to work. The Bible says, "We except I abide in you and you in me, you can do nothing." Jesus wants to be in us and we in him. If we are not in Jesus, we can't. We ain't going to do nothing. We aren't going to move. We're gonna go someplace that we don't need to be. We're going to start saying things that we don't need to say. listening to things that we don't need to hear, doing things that we don't need to do. That's where we're going to be at. Psalms 127, it says, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. You can do nothing without me. If God is not in it, our relationships, it ain't going to work. If God is not in it, our courtship is not going to work. If God is not in it, our fellowship is not going to work. If God is not in it, our worship is not going to work. Amen? Amen? Even our worship. And we'll be in sinking boats because nothing is going to work for us. Nothing is going to work for us. We are blessed, but our blessing has become a curse to us. We are a blessed nation. The United States is a blessed nation. Blessed, we are blessed. You know, we got things that a lot of nations don't have. We got things that a lot of nations want to have and just don't have. Amen. The United States, we have doctors, and that's a blessing. You look at the TV and you see these little kids, they suffering, flying all over there. They're just suffering. They don't have doctors to go to just like we do. We can take a card and say, you know, take care of me, right? But they don't have these things, and they're suffering. But we are blessed to have these things. We are blessed, and we are using our blessing to be a curse to us. Why you say that, Brother Patterson? Well, the doctors, right? We get sick, we go to the doctor, and that's a blessing. And a man, right? This is a curse. A man could go to the doctor, to a clinic, and if he don't want to be a man no more, amen, he could go to that clinic, and that doctor could change him to be a woman. Amen? Y'all don't know about that?
Oh, yeah.
You know? You see, that's a curse. But we the doctors are for our benefits, but we have turned it into a curse. This is what America's doing. This is what we're doing. Not when I say we. Remember now, when I say we, I'm not speaking about you. I'm speaking about me, America, and the rest of us. Amen? Because, you know, sometimes when you say we, it's like you're picking on me too much now. All right? That's enough now. Are you with me? There's a woman, and she was a faithful member, and she would come every Sunday, and she loved a preacher, and he preached to her and to the congregation, and every Sunday she would say, "Good preaching, preacher." This particular Sunday, he preached that, you know, every now and then the preacher go come down your street. It's not nothing that he know. It's nothing that he know about you. It's just that the word of God is expressing itself. And it may come down your alley. So this particular Sunday, he came right down her alley. And she went to him and she said, "Preacher, thank you for that message. You came right down my alley." Next Sunday, preacher preached again. She came down her alley again. She said, "Preacher, you preached some good sermons. You came right down my alley again." Next Sunday, he did it again. All right? And this particular Sunday, she didn't come to him because she was getting fed up. She had enough of this now, you know. So the next Sunday, guess what? He came down her alley again. So she came to him and she said, "I need to speak to you." He said, "All right, sis." So he took her. He said, "Well, you know what? What can I do for you?" He said, "I just want to let you know I ain't the only sinner in your congregation. I just want to let you know that other people are sinners in here too. Are you with me? So I'm not coming down your alley when I say we. I'm not even speaking about you. I'm speaking about me in the United States and the rest." Doctors, like I said, we are blessed. We are blessed. When we get a toothache, we got some place to go. When we get a headache, we got someplace to go. Some people don't have these things. Amen. But we're blessed. But we're using our blessings, amen, to curse. It is said that if you take an eagle's egg and destroy it, it said that you could get a fine and jail time. Amen. You could get fined and jail time because the eagle is extinct. But they said that a woman, not you, a woman could go to a clinic and abort her baby. If nothing said, this is where we're at. Are you with me? You know, you're gonna get in a little bit. You know, I know I'm a new, I've been here in a while, you know, and I may be a little different looking or whatever, you know, but you just calm down. I'm getting there. Amen. I'm getting there. Are you with me? This is what we are doing. We're making our blessings a curse. This is what we're doing to us. We are doing this to us. We're saying, Lord, you know, just step aside. We got this. And because we're doing this, God has allowed us to keep on being a fool because we want to be a fool. Are you with me? It's sending us a strong delusion to believe in what we believe. You see, and we're just messing up. We're messing up. Schools. That's a blessing. We have a one who worked in the school system here. My wife, she worked in the schools. I forgot to tell you, my wife is sick today. That's why she's not with me today. But the school system, we're blessed to have school systems. But something has gone badly wrong in our school systems. Are you with me? Because some have said, because we have taken God out of. I disagree with that. Because my understanding is God is omnipresent, omnipotent. God is everywhere at all time, knows all things. So we can't take God out of anything. It is us who move. Are you with me? We have took ourselves out of His commandments, out of His way. That's what we, into our way. We can't move God. God is not an idol that we can move Him here and there and everywhere. Are you with me? But we say that. I know. Sometimes I even say that. We have taken God out of, but that's not, we can't take God out of anything. God is everywhere at all times. But we have taken ourselves out of His, what He wants us to do. And because we've done that, we're messing up. We took discipline out of the school. Why did we do that? I remember Brother Jerry, when I was in school, I was afraid of our principal. I was terrified of that man. He was a big guy. I was terrified, and before we'd done anything, we would think three times before we did it. We just didn't go and just do something because we felt like doing it. It was You thought about that. You said, I'm going to get in trouble. And not only get in trouble, I'm going to have to hold my hand out or either bend over. Are you with me? But we stepped away from that. And now we got kids killing kids in school, bringing guns to school. And then this is what they're doing, right? They're saying, right, well, he killed six people. I'm going to be bigger than him. I'm gonna kill seven, right? And now this one, I need to be on top. So I'm gonna kill 10. Are you with me? And this is what's going on because we've taken things out of place. We can't take God out. God is right there. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." So Jesus is there. It's a saying that we used to say. I don't know if we still say it, but we used to say it like this. Wherever you leave Jesus, that's where you would find Him. Have you all ever heard that? Huh? Oh, only two people. Okay. That's all right. But this, wherever you left Him, you will find Him. You see, we are the one who move. Jesus don't move. Jesus said, you know, if you, you know, I'm here. I'm here for you. And we move in the schools. We learn this, the Internet. The Internet is something that was a blessing to us because we could get things faster. We can get to things faster. We could find things faster. It's really a blessing to us, right? But we are using our internets to be a curse to us. Amen. We're using the internets to scheme people. They said that a man could get into the internet and get into your bank account. Amen. A man could use the internet to take your house, to steal your identity. How, you know, why, you know, but this is what's happening when we use our blessing as a curse. TVs. They used to call the TV the hell box. And I would tell them, you know, no, Mighty Mouse is on TV. You know, hell box, you know, Mighty Mouse, Heckle and Jekyll. Y'all remember her? Huh?
Yeah.
You know, hell box about that, right? But way back then it was. Back then, they would kiss, man and woman. They would kiss, but it wouldn't be a long time. It was just, you know, that's how it was in back then. And don't look at me, I ain't all that old now, so still, you know. But that's how it was, a kiss. But now you got a kiss going on seriously. And not just in the movies, but on TV. Amen? And not just in the movies, but on commercials.
Oh, yeah.
Amen? I'm looking at TV, and I'm seeing two men kissing on a commercial.
Yeah.
Huh? This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We're destroying ourselves. Our blessing has become a curse to us because of the TV. I mean, it has really become a hell box now. We look at the news and you know, we say, you know, well, that's good. We said, you know, setting the cook shows, and that's good. But while we're looking at it, now here comes the commercial. Are you with me? Here comes the commercial with these things on it. And this is what we're doing to ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. We're sinking in sand. I'm not going to be long because, like I said, sometimes, you know, people, they get kind of sleepy. You know, I get it. One more. There was a lady, elderly lady. She would come every Sunday morning. She would sit up in the front pew, and the preacher, he would preach. And she would fall asleep every Sunday. So this particular Sunday, he asked one of the brethren, he said, that, you know, come and sit with her, you know, so she won't fall asleep. So he came and sat beside her, and the preacher, he was just a preacher, you know, and he looked over, everything was all well, you know. He preaching, you know, and he looked over, everything still well. He preached a little while longer, he looked over, and are both of them sleeping. So... I know when a preacher gets up and go too long, what can happen. But this is the end. Turn with me, if you will, to Deuteronomy 28th chapter. Deuteronomy 28. We will see some things in Deuteronomy. If we look at this, if we read this chapter, we would see that. That some things is that speaking about that God was speaking about then, and the writer of this book was speaking about then, is speaking to us right now. And for all you Old Testament scholars, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And this is the trouble that we could get in if we don't listen. And this is the blessing that we could be in if we do listen. Deuteronomy 28th chapter, verses 1 through 19. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the fields. Blessed shall the fruits of thy body, and the fruits of thy ground, and the fruits of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and thy flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy baskets and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in the storehouse, and all that thou settest thine hands unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, and he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep," amen, "keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee." Amen. But, just drop down to verse 15. "But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt not hearken unto the voice of thy Lord God, to observe all the commandments of the statute which command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the fields. Cursed shall thy baskets and thy store. Cursed shall the fruits of thy body and the fruits of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when they cometh in, and cursed shall it be when thou goest out." Amen. If we listen, we'll be blessed. But if we don't listen, we're going to be cursed. It, way back then, God was speaking to them, but I believe this is speaking to us now, right now. Amen? Because we are a blessed nation. I mean, some of us got four cars in the yard. Amen? Are you with me? And all of them running, full of gas. Some people ain't got a bicycle. Amen? Somewhere. Are you with me? Some of us, we got two and three freezers full of deer meat and stuff. Amen? And some people don't have a clean drinking water. We are blessed. We are blessed, but we are turning our blessing into a curse. Because we have left our first love, we have lost our minds. America, we have lost our minds. We have lost our minds. Amen? And I want to read one more to you. Drop down to verses 43. And this is the scary part of it. Verse 43. It says, "The stranger that is within thee shall get above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail." In other words, we keep on, if somebody within the United States will take us over, and we're going to be the tail. Amen? But God wants us to be the head because this is what He made us to be, America. Amen. To be the head. We are the head, but we are losing our minds with these foolishness. You know, we can't even turn the TV on and look at a good show unless you got something just ain't right. It just ain't right. And before you go to sleep, I'm going to sit down and shut up. If you are here and you are not a member of the church, you must hear God's word. You must believe God's word. You must trust His word. You must repent of your way. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Be baptized in water for remission of sin. After this, just live faithfully. Live faithfully in His grace. Just trust in His grace because He's done it all. Ain't nothing we could do. We should do, but believe and trust in His grace because He's done it all. All we have to do is just hang on. If you are here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, as we stand together and sing the song that was, I tell you, sometimes it gets rough. And sing the song of encouragement as we together stand. Yeah.